Hey, Teach4X fans, it's Eric here, and I'm hoping that you're all having an amazing summer. We at Teach4X certainly are. We just wanted to share with you a quick update. I know there's not been a podcast in a while, but we've been very busy working on the official Teach4X four-pillar curriculum. We wanted to give you a sample of what we're working on, what this curriculum is going to look like. And so here, attached to this podcast, or maybe you're watching this on YouTube, wherever you may be, this is Pillar 2, Unit 1, Lesson A. This is an introductory lesson to Pillar 2 of the Teach4X curriculum. And check it out. We hope you enjoy.
Hello, everyone. This is Teach4X, Pillar 2, Unit 1, Lesson A, Why Student-Centered Learning. My name is Scott Feiereisen. With us, as always, is the rest of the Teach4X team.
Hi, I'm Eric Johnson.
And I'm Jessica Wirache. Please stick around and listen for some great tips from Teach4X.
As always, we like to start our lesson with an activator to help engage our discussion of the topic. In your Teach4X journals, reflect on the best learning experience you've had as a student. Was it teacher or student-centered?
I use a strategy called Socratic seminars, and I set them up in a way that allows for students to take charge of every discussion. At the beginning of the year, I heavily front-load the procedure and the expectations. Students know exactly what to do during Socratic seminar days. This allows for students to come in on these days and immediately get started with little to no direction on my part. There have been days where I don't speak at all because students are the ones leading, discussing, and sharing the entire period.
Student-centered learning is a teaching approach that aims to promote fully independent learning among students. We like to imagine it as approaching the asymptote of fully independent learning. What does this mean? The ultimate goal is that kids could run the class. We recognize that's an absolutely ideal scenario, but we want to provide students with the necessary skills and opportunities to work on their own, ultimately making the teacher more of a facilitator rather than a traditional lecturer. The goal is to help students become self-directed learners who take ownership of their education. A great example of this is Jessica's discussion protocol from the case study. On her discussion days, she doesn't speak and has the kids lead the class. This is the goal. Social-emotional learning is crucial in creating a healthy and student-centered classroom environment. It involves promoting positive social interactions among students and helping them develop the skills to understand and discuss their emotions. Frankly, good SEL practice is the cornerstone of any exemplary classroom. While SEL can involve enjoyable activities, for me, board game days and SpongeBob days are my favorites. Its main purpose is to support students' basic social-emotional needs, which ultimately lead to improved academic performance and achievement.
Why engage in student-centered learning as a teacher? It is relatively simple to do and implement. With proper design and advanced planning, you can set the environment for students to take over and do the work. This, in the long run, makes your job easier. Simple activities that allow you to interact with the students while they learn helps facilitate a social community that values learning. This, in turn, leads to the excellent outcomes we all want to see, such as higher student performance, reduced behavioral issues, and contributing to improved student mental health. Student-centered learning strategies lead to a large return on investment that helps the entire school community.
When it comes to student-centered learning and social-emotional learning, a lot of our best practices revolve around connection. Building connections is essential when implementing student-centered learning because it really gives you an understanding of what your students' needs are by being direct and asking them. You can do so by asking them via surveys, or you can ask them directly. But the goal is to strive towards finding a common place where your students are interested and invested in the topics that they are talking about, that pushes them to want to take ownership of their learning. We want to strive for culturally relevant instruction that connects the content to our students. We want communication between students and families to bring buy-in into the classroom. You can do this by using a variety of strategies to build relationships, build community, and support your students throughout the school year. Further best practices will be discussed in a lot of our following unit, but these are just some to get us started with student-centered learning.
If you're looking for examples of how we at Teach4X implement the material from this lesson, take a look at the included PDFs for resources. Start putting some of these best practices to work in your classroom by downloading the Teach4X Challenge PDF associated with this lesson. It's time to try some of these things. Get out of your comfort zone. Thanks for listening.